This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, that was, of course, Oasis with Wonderwall. It is 5:40. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila. And I'm now joined by Danya Nair of the news team for today's Keep in View. And today we are talking about Twitter and a new tipping feature that will now allow users to send money directly to their favorite Twitter accounts. Danya, tell us more.
Yeah, so Twitter has rolled out a feature aptly known as TipJar. And the basic idea is, you know, if you like an account, you like what they tweet, you can send them money. The company has said that, you know, this is a way for users to show and receive support. Now, Twitter has always allowed large publishing companies to make money on the platform, you know, through ads or videos. But this is the first time that regular users can monetize their content. And the feature is available on both iOS and Android. So all English language Twitter users can send tips starting today. But currently, only a select group of people can turn on the feature to accept money. So this includes certain creators, journalists, experts, and even nonprofit groups. And once a user has activated TipJar, they have the option of different platforms to transfer the money. So Bandcamp, Patreon, PayPal, Venmo. And this is worth mentioning because, you know, the transactions are not going through Twitter. So the company does not take a cut of the funds. And notably, the only way to access TipJar right now is to directly go to a user's profile. And that means, you know, sending someone money for a truly fantastic tweet will take a bit more than just liking or retweeting it. So I don't know if that will discourage some people. But I guess it's time for me to reopen my dormant account and practice some creative writing.
Hey, Danya, you know, if you can make some money off of it, why not?
Just some side income.
So I do think that... you know, I guess Twitter users have been using the platform to promote their other, you know, funding pages, right? Like Patreon or GoFundMe. So it does make sense that Twitter would want to integrate this as part of their app directly. What has the initial response been like?
Well, it's sort of been a mixed response. You know, we've got across the spectrum. There are some people who love the idea, you know, especially like it seems that at the moment you don't really need to have a certain threshold of followers to receive the money. And it's just a nice way of showing your support in general. And there are others who aren't against it, but they think that this, you know, could only make sense on platforms like YouTube, you know, I guess where you have long form platforms to make a meaningful post or you know, share information. And then there are others who think that this could be abused, you know, could you send money to someone sharing harmful content? Would people change the way they tweet just to get some money? And, you know, how does this work if someone gets banned from the app? And also, there are other issues that Twitter will have to work out. One of the Twitter users noticed that if you send a tip through PayPal, it allows the sender to see the recipient's address. And Twitter has acknowledged the issue, to be fair, and they said they would update their tipping prompt. But this just makes it clearer that the third-party apps may share info between senders and recipients. So, you know, a security issue like this may turn people off. I mean, we all remember the reaction from the whole WhatsApp fiasco. But again, it is still early days, and we will have to see what Twitter does to resolve this and how they plan to implement this in the coming months. Personally, I quite like this idea because when we see things like YouTube, you do have to have a certain number of subscribers to sort of start earning money. So I quite like this idea. And if you can fit something interesting and informative within three or four sentences that's punchy, I think it's quite fair to get some cash out of it. For example, if you go to BFM News... We've got great stories there. All the news you can get, and we have great threads as well. So, you know, just an example.
Just a casual one slipped in there. No, but to be fair, you know, there are some content creators on Twitter. Shiv Ramadas is one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. He does these great, funny Twitter threads. And he's also a short story writer, you know, outside of Twitter. And if you ask me, given that I already support particular people, say on Patreon or GoFundMe, I don't see this as being too much of a stretch, and it feels like a good way for people to just use a new platform to make a bit of money out, rather than perhaps expect, I guess even for us, to expect things for free or to expect to be entertained for free.
Yeah, and I just like this, the idea of the small guy getting something out of it,
yes,
to be honest.
Yes, and taking control of it as well. So let us know what you think. Would you tip someone on Twitter if you liked their tweets or the content that they're putting there? You can call us, 777-332-900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Dania, thank you for that Keep in View.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.